All right, welcome into the fourth hour of the Game Blitz here at 102.5, 106.3 The Game. This is the Game Blitz. We're with you till midnight tonight. State High School Football Scoreboard semifinal game action across our great state tonight. We'll give you all the scores here in just a second. Big Joe alongside Big Kenny behind the glass, make it happen. Elijah Campbell down the line, as we do at the top and bottom of every hour. Scoreboard time. Elijah, it's all yours.
That's what I like to hear, the scoreboard. They brought it to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises, where life is difficult enough, and we will make it worse. We'll go ahead and start off in Murfreesboro. We're Oakland up 38-7 on Murrable. We got a running clock in that one. That one might be going over really soon. The winner of that game, which is, of course, going to be Oakland, will face the winner of Beach and Bartlett. Well, Beach was up 35-13. That is no longer the case. With 11:53 left to go in the game, Bartlett scored a touchdown, two-point conversion, no good. That cuts the Beach lead to 35-33. A lot to monitor in the fourth quarter of that game moving forward. In 5A, Page up on Henry County, 27-17. They got a big fourth down stop. Just scored a touchdown during the break, so they're up by 10 in Paris. It's a final. Knox West beats Powell, 28-21, the defending state champions. Go down. Knox West continues their undefeated season. They will await the winner of Page and Henry County in the 5A state championship game. In 4A, the shootout of the night. Haywood up on Pearl Cone 40-31 after a 91-plus yard touchdown run by Haywood. They have a 9-point lead in the second half. A final. The winner of Haywood and Pearl Cone will play Anderson County. They beat Red Bank 28-13. So Anderson County will play either Haywood or Pearl Cone for the 4A state title. In 3A, Alcoa up on Giles County in the second half, 28-0. Alcoa will play the winner of East Nashville and Covington. It looks like it might be the Fighting Kenny Adamses, as they're up 38-15 in the second half. We might have a 3A state championship rematch. In 2A, Tyner, it's a final. Chattanooga Tyner beats York 33-0. Then Tyner will play the winner of Riverside and Huntington. Riverside looking for their biggest win since the battle of since the War of 1812, to give them their school's name here. They're having to hold on to a lead with 7:50 left. They lead Huntington 20-13. So we have a potential either Riverside or Huntington will take on Chattanooga Tyner in 2A. And then in 1A, it is a final. Mace's dream undefeated season comes to an abrupt halt. They lose to McKenzie 34-0, and McKenzie will play either Clay County or Coalfield. It's looking like Clay County. They're up 40-20 in the second half. A dominating performance from Clay County, looking very much so like a McKenzie-Clay County 1A state championship game. And that is your scoreboard update.
Fantastic job there. Did you get the Page update?
During the break. The last I got was during the break, and that was they scored. So it was 27-17
Correct.
Before the segment started. I don't know if anything has happened since.
Very good. And Joe Spears has said Pearl Cone scored, got the two-point conversion. They now trail 40-39 to Haywood, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter there. So come on, boys, keep it going. And I love what I love, Elijah, is look at these Twitter videos, packed houses, in which it should be. So I love
every
that.
Every single one of them.
We have the running clock is no more in the Oakland Maryville game. Maryville got a safety. So it's now 38-9.
Is that three straight weeks with a safety in an Oakland game? Oakland has conceded a safety in the last three games, haven't they?
It might be. But I would tell you, the helmets for Oakland look solid, though. The old Pat Patriot helmet. Oh,
yes. Beautiful. I love they in terms of the uniform game, Oakland kills it every week.
We have a Coach Creasy gave me an Oakland helmet years ago that we have proudly displayed in the 102.5 The Game studio, which is right next to me. I tweeted a picture out earlier, and it's just the best. It is. We could do a whole show on helmet logos throughout the history,
yes.
Like NFL. And the Pat. It's not whether you love the team or not. I'm not a Patriots fan. But the old Pat Patriot logo football helmet is the best, according in my opinion.
It beats the Flying Elvis for sure. I don't think that one's close at all. But who, if you had to pick one in the state in high school football, cleanest helmet design you think you have seen in the state?
It's got to be. I like Oakland. I dig Blackman's helmet. I think those helmets are really cool that Blackman has. But
yes,
I think
the Flame.
Yeah, I'm just a big fan of the Patriots helmet, and so that old school Patriot helmet is really good. And I think Page has the gray Patriot, which is on it, which is really mm-hmm. cool, which is like a design I don't see much anymore. So I like that. But I just the Oakland Patriots helmets to me are just really solid.
I like that. Gallatin's are iconic. The G, that power G on there, like that is, and not just because it's like the Georgia power G or the Green Bay Packers power G or even Gordonsville's power G. They have a pretty strong power G helmet design, but it's, I don't know, it seems so iconic for high school football. Cole Fields getting it kicked tonight, but Cole Fields helmets, it's like the Michigan one, but with, or I don't know if it's the same anymore, but I know in like the early 2000s, it was like the Michigan helmet, but except it was black with the orange Wolverine thing. I thought that used to be the coolest looking thing on the planet. Cole Fields always had some pretty cool helmets.
Didn't, if I remember correctly, didn't Michigan steal that design from Delaware? I think I'm correct on this.
I think you are, because Delaware's had that forever too.
Yep.
I think I've heard that somewhere now. I can't really tell you where I've heard it.
I think you heard it on the game
list. I'm like 90% sure I have. I know I just now heard it on the game list, and now I will take it as gospel, because when you hear something on here, you should take it as gospel.
By the way, Colefield's not going away. It's now 40-27 Clay County over Colefield.
With an offense that good, it's hard to put them away, you know? I mean, sure, yeah, holding the 13.5 is beyond impressive, but they still have that ability to put up 50 at any given point in any game, right? I mean, I think only two teams have held them under 25, actually. So that's a very hard task. It's wild to think that Wartburg Central held them under 25, held them to 14. Don't know what happened there, but that's first game of the season. But Colefield has the offense, if anything, to get back into this game. So they might end up messing around and making this interesting. Maybe we're premature on our punching Clay County's ticket to Chattanooga.
Oh, we got a final. Looks like the Barbary Coast is headed to Chattanooga. Riverside High School beat they're playing Huntington 26-13.
Yeah.
Looks like a
time
final.
To party like it's 18-12. Let's go.
So the Barbary Coast headed to Chattanooga. Riverside wins 26-13 over Huntington. Congratulations to them, who on the outskirts of Middle Tennessee. But because they won and are going to the state championship, we claim them as proud Middle Tennesseans. That's how we do things.
That's right. So we're going to be cheering for them when they take on Chattanooga Tyner in the 2A state title game.
I'm looking at Tyner 9-1. They rolled over Trousdale County. Tyner came through here and just knocked out Middle Tennessee teams. Trousdale County, Westmoreland, East Robertson, and now they knocked off York. They had no problem in those games at all. And now they'll take on Riverside, which has battled some games along the way. It should be a very good game next Saturday morning, a 2A, right? So Saturday morning down in Chattanooga between Riverside and Tyner. That'll be a really good matchup there.
Yeah, we like to liken Riverside with history analogies. Well, Riverside has gone from being, you know, a War of 1812 hero to General Custer, because they are Middle Tennessee's last stand against Chattanooga Tyner.
Oh, I don't like that.
They can wipe out Middle Tennessee with a state championship win against Riverside. So now that we have adopted Decatur Riverside as a Middle Tennessee school, they are the last stand, the last line of defense here in 2A.
It just didn't end well for General Custer. So I don't know if I want to put that upon the Decatur County Riverside right now. But congratulations. I mean, they're going to the state championship and to get it done. And now, of course, Page up over Henry County, 27-17. And right now, Page, if that holds up, Knox West is over Powell, 28-21.
Final, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yep, that is a final.
So, West.
So Knox West's perfect season continues. They're undefeated on the season.
Did they win it all last year in 5A?
Powell did. They dethroned the defending state champion with Powell tonight.
Powell. Excuse me. What is
Love
he
it.
Saying? Okay, so well done.
Great film.
It's a great film. So Henry County and Page will take on Knoxville West next week. How many Anderson County won as well in 4A? So they're now 14-02. So we got a few unbeatens left, correct? Not many.
There are not many left. I'm pulling up my notepad right now to see how many we actually have remaining here in the season. It's dwindled down. There are none in 6A. Knox West was the only one in 5A, so they won. Haywood, obviously undefeated. They're battling with Pearl Cone right now. Undefeated Anderson County. They go to the state championship game as an undefeated team. Mace was undefeated coming into their game against McKenzie tonight, so I can delete them from the list. They have been removed one level short, two level shorts of the Elijah Campbell undefeated Platinum Club, the all-exclusive Platinum Club. So close. So there's only one undefeated team left in 1A, and then, of course, we have one in each classification of the private schools, Friendship Christian, Lipscomb Academy, MBA. So there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven undefeated teams left in the state of Tennessee.
By the way, Colefield just scored again. It's 40-33. So,
oh my goodness, it was 40-13 earlier tonight, Joe.
It was. It certainly was. Oh,
so Colefield and Bartlett are putting together potentially gigantic comeback wins. Potentially.
Yeah, I need. I've not got an update on that. Bartlett now leads Beach 39-35 in the fourth quarter, according to Cecil Jones.
Oh my goodness! Oh, that pick six in hindsight looks like that could have been what sparked an all-timer of a comeback. Really could have, because that would have been ball game at that point. I mean, 42-20 second half against a team that's running the ball at will. Seemingly that's game, set, match. But
that's 20. Wow. That's 26. Unanswered points for Bartlett right now against Beach, because they were 35-13 at halftime.
I guess Bartlett turned on their radio at halftime and heard us talking about this dream wing T matchup that we thought we were going to have in the 6A title game and said, not so fast, my friend.
There are 8 minutes to go in the game. This score from the Beach Buccaneer Athletic Twitter account. Bartlett scores from the one with 8 minutes left in the game to take a lead, 39-35. 2-point try is no good. And, of course, we told you Oakland leads Maryville 38-9. There's 9 minutes to go in the second half for that, in the fourth quarter for that game right there. So we know one of the spots can be filled by Oakland again. And now can Beach go down and drive it down and punch it in and take the lead over Bartlett? Boy, that's another great game to be there tonight.
Oh, can you imagine what that stadium's like after they regain the lead? Oh, I bet it is. I bet it is pure elation. And, of course, I believe the game is in Salina for Clay County and Colefield. And can you imagine the nervous tension that's in the stadium in Salina right now after Colefield cut it to one possession, after they were up 40-13 in the second half? You could probably cut it with a knife.
Oh, you could easily do that. I think, Maryville just scored a pass. So it's now 38-15, 9 minutes to go in that game. Every time we talk about a team, they hear us and they score. So that's the
old broadcaster jinx.
They're going for two, which is smart. So make it 38-17. That'll drive Coach Creasy crazy. And on the 2-point conversion, they try reverse, Maryville does, and the defensive end reads it and just levels the running back at about the 15-yard line. So it stays 38-15, Oakland over Maryville. All right, we're late to the break. We'll take a break. We got more scores for you and everything that's happening here on this great night of high school football across the state of Tennessee. You're listening to the Game Blitz, brought to you by Apple Collision Center, National Playmakers Academy, right here, 102.5, 106.3, the game. All right, welcome back here to the Game Blitz on 102.5, 106.3 the game. Big Joe alongside Big Kenny behind the glass, Elijah Campbell down the line. We'll get the score in just a second. Elijah, I had no idea that Missouri and Arkansas played football this afternoon.
Oh, they did. That was today. I thought that was tomorrow. Who won?
Missouri won 29-27, become bowl eligible.
Oh, I'm sick to my stomach for reasons undisclosed.
Right. Arkansas stumbled to the finish. They were in the top 10 at one point. They finished the season at 6-6. Missouri also at 6-6.
Ooh, mediocre. Of course, Arkansas had some injuries. KJ Jefferson missing a lot of time really did them in. But I thought they were back after laying the lumber to Ole Miss a couple weeks ago, despite giving up 700 total yards of offense and still winning by 2.5 touchdowns. Like, but oh well. I thought they were back. Whatever. That's a mistake on me.
Yeah, it is. A few updates for you. Oakland now leads 38-15 over Maryville. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, in the second half, I should say. Kevin Creasy not happy with his team getting up that touchdown. but they're still lead 38-15. Now we keep an eye on the Beach Bartlett game down there. Bartlett leads Beach 39-35 midway through the fourth quarter. Beach was up 35-13 at halftime, and Bartlett has roared back on them. And that would be just so devastating to give up a lead like that when you're up by three touchdowns at halftime going the third, the second half, and to not put anything on the board and lose that way. If that's what happens, boy, that'd be so tough for them. But hopefully Beach can go down and score and get something going.
I think what makes it worse, Joe, is that they had a chance to make it 42-20, and they were on the doorstep of another touchdown. And that, what, like 90-something yard pick six? Sparked the comeback.
Yeah, I don't remember how far it is. They took it back in, and Beach was driving at the time. So that's what's happening. So I'm trying to see if there's been an update anywhere. Ah, Pearl Cone just scored. They now lead Haywood 47-40. That game's still in the third quarter. So come on, boys. Come on, Firebirds, and get it done.
87 total points in that game. Joe, did you take the over?
I did.
Hope you did.
The over was
congratulations.
80. The over was 86, so we're good. And I think that's Pearl Cone's.
So you're clear. You're in the clear then.
I think that's Pearl Cone's first lead of the game. So it means they scored, went for two, and got it.
Ooh, might be.
So they're up.
I think they led earlier in the game, like 13-7. But then Haywood scored a couple unanswered touchdowns, and then they had the lead ever since.
Let me see if I can get an update on the Beach game.
That's
here.
The game of the night so far. That one has lived up to the billing.
Let's see. J.P. Courtney from 14 yards out with 4:14 left in game. The Bucks up 41-35. This tweet doesn't make sense. I love reading tweets on air that don't make sense.
But we have yet to decipher.
Yeah, as a J.P. Courtney.
41-33.
Yeah, this is from the Beach Twitter account. J.P. Courtney from 14 yards out with 4:14 left in the game, 41-35, the Bucks, a timeout for Bucks after a defensive penalty. But last we heard it was 39-35, so did they get a safety along the way maybe?
41-39. No, because it was a touchdown. It was 39, because it was 35-33, because that's when we were like, Bartlett's back in it. Then they score a touchdown, make it 39-35. So that touchdown makes it 41-39. I think it's safe to assume the PAT was unsuccessful.
No, remember they stopped him. That they went for two and Beach stopped him. That's why the score is 39-35.
No, I meant for Beach because Beach had 35.
Yeah. Earlier. So
then they score a touchdown, yeah.
So it's it, but Bartlett was 39. It was 39-35 Bartlett.
Correct. And then Beach score a touchdown. I can assume by that tweet the PAT was unsuccessful, question mark. Who's on third?
But who's 35, though? This is great radio. But who's 35? Because
Yeah. That's where there's a user error because they do not have 35. That was the tweet is a mishap. It is fake news, if you will.
Well, maybe Bartlett got a safety and made it 41-35. That's what I'm thinking here. I don't know. Either way, I'm thoroughly confused, and I'm sure people in Radio Land are just as confused as I am.
This is very unfortunate. It's not hard to confuse either of us.
It's not. All right, we'll come back to that in just a moment.
Daddy's always telling me, don't think too hard. My head will hurt.
Alcoa, we got a final. Alcoa knocked off Giles County 38-13. Alcoa looking for their eighth title in a row. They win. I thought they'd win, but not like that, man.
I didn't think it'd be that non-competitive. I think that's a very safe assumption to think that this game would have been a lot closer. I was expecting that. And I think the East Nashville game was a final 35-15 over Covington. Like that one has also just gone final.
35-15.
That's the one score that I saw. So I think it is confirmed that we will get Alcoa East Nashville for the 3A state title, the Fighting Kennys. Are one game away from a championship. They have their shot at redemption.
So, Kenny, I'll give you off next Friday because that'll be the middle game because 1-3-5 play on Friday, 2-4-6 play on Saturday. So, East will go at 2 or 3 o'clock, whatever the middle game is, next Friday. So, they're back again, once again.
You are too kind.
Am I correct on that? 1-3-5, yeah.
Look at that.
My head's hurting tonight.
I forget how they do it every year.
I mean, I had to.
Minus two, but it's because of sinus pressure. And but, thinking too hard.
Yeah.
It's a combination.
But you, okay, here it is. Imagine Meach still do for the job the way this kid has. Okay, I still can't decipher this tweet. What's going on? So let me ask. So here's the deal. All right. So, all right, here's the deal. So Bartlett was winning 39-35, right?
Correct. That was the last I understood before Tweetgate.
Okay. And then so it did not say that Beach scored. It just said that I never saw a score update.
Oh.
So that's why I got confused. And now it's 41-39. They went for two and got it. So they redid another tweet. Beach is up 43-39, 4 minutes to go in the game. Now it makes sense.
Wow. Okay. That does make sense. That's why I was like, PAT pending or PAT no good?
Yeah, because they had...
Okay, 43-39.
Yeah, they tweeted out 41-35 earlier, and I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Because now it makes sense. So I'm not as dumb as I thought. So we're, not yet, anyway. Let's see.
You're McGavick educated.
That's right, man. Fantastic. We got a lot of great people went there. The Rock went to McGavick. So, you know, exactly. And he's a billionaire.
Esteemed institution. Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
Page at the doorstep, 2 minutes to go in the game, at Henry Cat, they lead 27-24. So
that at the doorstep of scoring.
Yes, that's what it looks like there. So Henry County came back and scored, put it in there, and then now Page has come back and ran it down the field. So this all these games
are
coming right at this like fast and furious at us, and we're trying to make our way through those. So that's what we got there. Is that what I'm seeing? Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. Wow, so Paige can put it away here in the next minute or so.
And then we got the East Nashville final, right? 35-15?
Correct. That was what I got.
Okay, good. And now update on Oakland. They're still up 38-15 late in the fourth quarter. All right, let me just stop talking. We'll go to the break. You got the complete scoreboard update on the other side. So I task you with that, and I will stay away from you. All right, we got the you're listening to the Game Blitz. Big Kenny, Elijah Campbell, Big Joe here till midnight. We got you covered. We'll come back with the top and the bottom of the hour. We'll give you a complete scoreboard update, and I will shut up during all this so Elijah can take it. That's all next. You're listening to the Game Blitz right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by Apple Collision Center and National Playmakers Academy. All right, welcome back to the Game Blitz here on 102.5, 106 for the game with you to midnight tonight. A lot of great action happening across the state of Tennessee for the high school football semifinals. A lot of teams happy, a lot of teams sad tonight because their season came to an end. Regardless, we got it all covered for you. Big Joe here alongside Big Kenny behind the glass. Elijah Campbell down the lines. We do the top and bottom of every hour. Scoreboard update time. Elijah, it's all yours.
That's right. The scoreboard update brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises, your nation's leader for misinformation. We'll go ahead and start off with Oakland. We thought we had a running clock, right? We were so close. However, Marable tacked on a safety and a touchdown. It's 38-15 in the fourth quarter there. Oakland presumably going to skate to victory here. We'll play the winner of Beach and Bartlett. Beach had a 35-13 lead in the second half. That was erased when Bartlett retook the lead. However, Beach is retaking the lead once again. We're about 2 minutes left in the game. Beach leads 43-39. We will still be monitoring that one. In 5A, Page up on Henry County 27-24 with under 2 minutes left. Henry County scored a touchdown to make it 27-24. Onside kick pending. I believe Page recovered the ball, so they might be a first down or so away from putting this game out of reach. A final. So the winner of Page and Henry County will play Knox West. They defeated the previous 5A state champs Powell tonight 28-21. So the Knox West Rebels have already punched their ticket to Chattanooga. In 4A, a final score, Anderson County beats Red Bank 28-13. The Anderson County Mavericks are still undefeated on the season, and they will await the winner of Pearl Cone and Haywood in Chattanooga. So far that game is just entering the fourth with Pearl Cone leading Haywood 47-40. We have a lot of fireworks in that one. That is shaping up to be our best ending tonight. We will definitely keep tabs on that game. In 3A, it is set. It is official. Alcoa beats Giles County 38-13. East Nashville beats Covington 41-15. All but ensuring that we will have a rematch of last year's 3A state title game between East Nashville and Alcoa. In 2A, we have two finals. Chattanooga Tyner beats York and ends their dream season 33-0. And the biggest win since the War of 1812 for Decatur Riverside. They beat Huntington tonight 26-13. Decatur Riverside will be playing Tyner for the 2A state title. And in 1A, McKenzie's undefeated season continues as they beat previously undefeated Mace 34-0, a big shutout win. So McKenzie will be playing in Chattanooga to try to win a 1A state title. But will they play Clay County or Coalfield? Clay County led in the second half 40-13, but 20 unanswered points by Coalfield makes it 40-33. We are well into the second half there. That is the latest score that I have. Clay County trying to fend off Coalfield for a chance at McKenzie in the 1A state title game. And that is your scoreboard.
That's a beautiful scoreboard update you had for us right there as well.
That was such a stuffy scoreboard update, too. Ooh, I loved it.
It was. I sound like SpongeBob from the episode where he gets the suds. If you've never seen it, it's an all-time SpongeBob episode.
I think you got a little Miley Cyrus to you tonight, which is completely attractive. So that's well done.
Where I came in like a wrecking ball?
That, too. You did well in that.
There we go. Yep. There it is.
Mm-hmm. So we got to get a. So I'm desperately wanting a final in this Beach Bartlett game because I want to say Beach Bears Battlestar Galactica. Let's see here. Johnson.
Speaking of more pop culture references,
just tweeted out Johnson, whoever that is, seals the deal with 1 minute left. 24-yard touchdown makes it 49-39. Chattanooga, here we come. And they spelled here incorrectly. So,
oh no,
we're tired. We're tired.
More
here.
Twitter snapping.
They got a huge interception and then went down and scored a touchdown. So good job, Beach, right there. So they're up 49-39 with less than a minute to go in the game. And hopefully they could seal the deal.
Fending off an incredible comeback. I mean, like I said in the scoreboard update, it was 35-13 in the second half. And driving the ball, a pick six, changes the entire complexion of the game after that. And Bartlett comes back and regains the lead. The mental fortitude that it took for Beach to be able to take those punches from Bartlett and then come back and be able to regain the lead and then be able to force turnovers and then seal the deal from there is remarkable. We are going to have our dream wing T matchup in the 6A state championship between Beach and Oakland. Now that is exciting.
So now all we need is our boys at Pearl Cone to hold out.
Oh, yeah. 7-point lead. They have a whole quarter, though. I think with all the scoring that's gone on in that game, that one has not gone by quickly.
You are correct on that. So looks like, again, Beach looks like they're going to make their way in. Of course, anything can happen in the last 50 seconds of a game, as we well know from this entire year of high school football. Oakland now leads 2 minutes to go in the game up over Maryville, 38-15. Oakland a little sloppy in the second half, but, you know, that's expected from – you crewed. I mean, you dominated the first half. You're up 31-7, and you know, although it's only given up 8 points in the second half, still it looks a little sloppy. And so we'll try to get Coach Creasy on later. I'm sure will not be happy with his team in the second half.
Yeah, he's probably not satisfied with him cruising in the second half. So when we say they cruised to a win in the second half, it's not just because, you know, it wasn't very competitive. It's because it does kind of feel like the foot has been released off the proverbial gas pedal.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that they, you know, you want to win. Nobody get injured, of course, in the second half. But I saw Oakland when they were up, they were throwing a 50-yard pass. And I'm sure somebody's like, why are they doing that when they're up so big? It was 38-7 at the time. I'm like, well, it's because two quick scores, as you saw in the Beach Bartlett game, could turn everything around. And just keep putting points on the board. I mean, that's the state semifinal. That's what happens.
Clay County's learning that lesson, too. They were up 40-13. And that's a one-possession game.
Darius Johnson for Beach had 5 touchdowns, over 300 yards, and they're winning 50-39, 50 seconds to go in the game. 5th touchdown tonight for that young man. Can you imagine what kind of game that's going to be next Saturday? My goodness.
The two best rushing attacks in the country, probably, in terms of high school football. Both running an iconic and classic offense. This is good. I'm definitely watching that game in black and white, Joe Dubin.
That should be really good. You know, and that's when we kind of halfway through the season, we're looking at the schedules and what kind of play out, thinking, man, you know, it'd be really nice. There's a lot of football left to play. We knew Oakland was good. We knew Oakland, Oakland was really good. New Beach was good. But, you know, we're like, yeah, let's have that kind of matchup. And we're going to get it in 6A next Saturday night in Chattanooga. It'd be fantastic.
What's surprising me, like, so the fact that they're good is not what's surprising. I don't want this to come off as, oh, Beach being good was surprising. No, I knew Beach would be really good, right? I think what really surprises me is that they have been this dominant over competition. Like, beating Cane Ridge 35-7 was astounding to me. I think that was one of the bigger shockers of the playoffs so far, was how they just dismantled Cane Ridge, a really good Cane Ridge team who a lot of people thought, and rightfully so, that they had a chance to make a deep run. And Beach just ran all over them. That was really surprising. And then the way they started off at Bartlett tonight, taking advantage of maybe some tired legs, maybe some emotional hangover, because Bartlett had to survive a really neck-and-neck game against Germantown just to get to the spot, right? So the fact that Beach has been able to be this dominant all year outside of that season opening loss to Farragut was surprising to me. That is surprising. Not that they're good, it's that they were dominant.
Oh, absolutely. And so we get that matchup there as well. Now if our boys at Pearl Cone can hold on, we'll have looks like we got representation. If I missed this correctly, Elijah, we got 6A locked up. We got Page going to the 5A final. If Pearl Cone can hold on and win, we got 4A Middle Tennessee representing. We got East Nashville in 3A. We'll have – we claimed Riverside because they win tonight. They're in
the – yes, recently claimed.
2A final, and now we get the final if our boys at Clay County can hold on. And they held on. They won. Clay County wins.
Yeah.
40-33. Did you have
Clay
that
Clay County
already?
Wins. Wow. Clay County. Wow, I did not. No. So it ended up being 40-33. I know it was 40-33 in the fourth.
Yeah.
But it's nice here they held on. So Clay County is in a state championship game. That is remarkable. That is certainly something to hear. That is not something I was expecting to hear whenever we started this season. Was talking about Clay County playing in Chattanooga for a 1A state title.
Do you think our man
Clay County and McKenzie?
You think our man Russie Ellis can get the phone number to Clay? I don't even know who the Clay County coach is, but I'd like to know and talk to him tonight.
I'm about to find out. I'm about to do some digging. We're going to learn who the Clay County head coach is, Joe Newman.
All right, we'll take a quick break. By the way, Haywood has tied it up. It's now 47-47. Haywood and Pearl Cone, 5 minutes to go in that game. So come on, boys. Hold on to Pearl Cone to get it done. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll try to start efforting some of these coaches. And my goodness, what another crazy, fun, outstanding, wild, bizarre night of high school football across the state of Tennessee. You are listening to the Game Blitz, brought to you by Apple Collision Center, National Playmakers Academy, right here at 102.5, 106.3 of the game.
Cutting it down, good Lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I want to get in. Can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it.
All right, welcome back to the Game Blitz here, 102.5, 106.3 the game. A lot of great things happening tonight. Zach Womble from Main Street Preps tweets out about Darius Johnson, the running back for Beach High School tonight. 22 carries, 301 yards, 4 touchdowns, and he blocked a punt for a touchdown. My goodness, that boy put the team on his back tonight, and Beach is headed to the 6A finals next Saturday night down in Chattanooga to take on Oakland. That's a game. I mean, that the block punt right there shows what you're doing for your team tonight. You're returning for a touchdown. So there you go. Beach is in the 6A final versus Oakland. The matchup we all wanted, Elijah Campbell.
That's right. Wing T enthusiasts, this is your football game right here. Make sure you are in front of your TV to watch this, or even make the trek down to Chattanooga to watch Beach and Oakland, the two best wing T offenses in the state. Shoot, maybe the country. Who knows? But two teams that dominate in the trenches, dominate the run game with a bunch of different runners, with a bunch of athleticism. You can't draw this up any better, Joe. This is going to be a really, really fun game. And Beach being in the state title game surprises me only because of the way they've dominated a lot of these games. Putting up 50 against Bartlett is very surprising. Dominating Cane Ridge 35-7 is very surprising. I didn't know they had it like that. So hat tip to Anthony Crabtree and that football team for having it like that and having a chance to win a state title. That is exciting.
It is. There's one game left that's being played in high school football in the state of Tennessee right now, and it's that Pearl Cone Haywood game, which is now tied at 47 with, I think, 5 minutes to go in the game. So we will keep you guys updated on that. We got a lot of great representation of Middle Tennessee football next week down in Chattanooga. Of course, five of the six division – we call that – is it Division Two? Yeah, Division Two games. Our team from Middle Tennessee, and now 6A is all Middle Tennessee. You got one team in 5A and Page that's going. If Pearl Cone can hold on and get this game, they're going in 4A, East Nashville in 3A. Our boys at Decatur Riverside, which we claim tonight, in 2A.
Yes.
And then Clay County in 1A. So it's a good night for 615 football tonight as well.
I believe that's 12 teams. That will be 12 teams representing Middle Tennessee in state championship games. That holds.
Ever since you made that SpongeBob reference, which was spot on, I cannot get that out of my mind. So
it sounds awful. Yeah, it's rough.
About how you sound. Kenny and I think you sound like an angel. So,
well, thank you. An angel that is dying. And
very angelic, sir.
He does. An angel. He does. The combination of Fergie and... an angel, right?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right.
Silk through the airwaves.
Sounds great, man. It sounds so.
I can make a great audiobook, a fantastic audiobook recording with this voice right here.
So we'll keep it and just keep refreshing as much as we can to get this score in the Pearl Cone game if they could bring it out. Where is Haywood? You know everything else about this state.
That is really close to Memphis. I actually believe Haywood is where Isaac Hayes is from. It's either Haywood or Covington. He's from one of those two.
Haywood is
I can't remember which one.
Tony Delk. It's Brownsville. It's where Tony Delk is from.
Yes, Tony Delk is from Haywood. Yes.
So it's
I do remember that.
Northeast of Memphis. Everything to me is like 40 and 65. So it is right a little north of 40. You got to go through there to get to Memphis. So that is where Brownsville is right there.
Ah, no, yes. Isaac Hayes is from Covington, Tennessee. I get Covington and Haywood mixed up a lot because they are football powers in West Tennessee, just right outside of Memphis. But, yes, Haywood. I forgot, Tony Dell. Yeah, good call.
Also, in Haywood County is Nutbush, Tennessee. You know who's from Nutbush, Tennessee?
Come on now.
There is a Nutbush, Tennessee.
And one of the most famous female singers of all time.
A song named after this, this town.
Left a good job in the city.
Wow.
Working for the man every night and day.
From Nutbush, Tennessee?
Tina Turner, my man. She is from Nutbush, Tennessee.
What?
Yep.
I did not know that. I know a lot of famous people born in the state of Tennessee. I did not think Tina Turner was from a place I've never heard of in Tennessee. If you made me guess where Tina Turner would be from in Tennessee, I would not have guessed Nutbush.
I will tell you this. We always laugh about the conversation about Mount Rushmore of this, Mount Rushmore of that. But if you did the Mount Rushmore of Tennessee, there's a good chance that all four faces on the Mount Rushmore are women. Because you put Dolly Parton on there.
It should be. Yes.
You put Pat Summitt's on there, right?
Uh-huh.
I put Wilma Rudolph on there for what she did from Clarksville, Tennessee. Yeah. And then you might want to put Tina Turner on there.
You could put Tina Turner on there. Would you put Oprah on there, too?
You could put Oprah on there.
Yep. You could put Oprah up there. Yeah, I mean, like, the list goes on and on. In terms of states with a powerful collection of influential women, Tennessee really might be undefeated if we're being real with ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, those are five very influential, amazing women who should all deserve to be on. And you could then throw Minnie Pearl on there. I mean, you could go on and on and on.
Oh, yes. Across a bunch of different platforms. It's not just music. Right. It's not just sports. You know, it's not just media. Like, it grows pretty. It's pretty strong. That is a very strong list.
It's also what you call, oh, yeah, Pearl Cone just scored. They're up 53-47, 2 minutes to go in the game.
With two left.
Yeah, and I just hope they can go for two and get the two. I'm not seeing what's happening right there. Can convert, and then they've dropped 100 points in that game tonight. But Pearl Cone leads 53-47, 2 minutes to go in that ball game against Haywood right now.
Huge, big time score. What's so funny is too is if you go follow Joe Spears on Twitter, I think it's Joe underscore Spears 7, I believe it is. But if you just search Joe Spears, you'll find him. He's with the Tennessean, covering high school sports all across the state. And he's there at that game tonight. He's taking a lot of really great video. And what is so fun about this, about some of his videos, is they're all big plays. There's so many just massive plays in that game. And some of them, they're all really impressive. Like, that whole game is – his Twitter feed is like an hour-long highlight reel of that game because there have been some explosive plays. Obviously, you have to get to 100 total points for both teams. But that's a lot of fun. That, like, hopefully Pearl Cone can hold on here.
Oh, yeah. I want them to go for two, get it, and stop Haywood, and that way they get the win there. To see, is Joe Spears at that game?
Indeed, he is. Okay. Yeah, he is at that game.
I mean, I follow him. I need to go ahead and just put him up there on the top of the list there. So, and see.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good video from that game tonight. If you want replays from any of that, like he is a good place to look.
All right, good. All right, so we got it there, and so we'll keep that going on. I'm nervous, man. I just want playing high school football in Metro. I know what these guys go through. I know what the coaches go through, and it's not easy. I mean, they have to work hard. It's just – and I just see the reward of getting to the state championship for these two schools, at East National and Pearl Cone, really makes me happy because these kids go through a lot, man, and to get there – and it wins even better, but just seeing them get there, Elijah, is all worth it. So we'll see what happens. Hope they can hold off the Haywood Tomcats tonight and get
the
win.
What a good name.
It is, isn't it?
But the reason I'm really wanting Pearl Cone to pull this off is just because they were so good last year. They had such a great team last year and just fell short because Tullahoma had the best team in the school's history, right? Beat them twice. It's been a revenge tour. And tonight was the night they got to pull out a really close game in an epic fashion if they are to do it. And for them to be able to go punch their tickets at Chattanooga after the tough losses last year to only one team and then to be able to come back this year, lose the first two, and then just go on a buzzsaw, be a buzzsaw the rest of the year, has been a really cool story to follow.
I totally agree with that. So that 53-47 over Haywood with 2 minutes to go in the game and the state championship on the line, they could get there and get it done as well. So that'd be a lot of fun. But it's going to be a good weekend down there in Chattanooga. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday was, you know, obviously the best teams in the state. But with the 615 so well represented in that area down there. I really want to keep it here and see and keep refreshing Joe Spears from the Tennessean, his Twitter account and other things to see if they can hold on and get a big stop here or anything so they could we could find out before the break that Pearl Cone has held on and done that.
So the latest, Haywood's driving. Just over a minute remaining, there's a huge third down conversion. Haywood is on the Pearl Cone 20.
Oh, no.
It looks like there's about a minute left or a minute 10 left for the, you know how, like, if you're standing far away from the scoreboard, those lights can get a little blurry.
Yeah.
It looks like it might be a minute 10, but like a hair over a minute remaining in that game. And Haywood is on the Pearl Cone 20.
Okay. I'm trying to coach here from the radio booth. It doesn't bode well for people.
Oh yeah. I don't know if you saw that video, but. Get for Haywood. I mean, ran a good route, was able to find a soft spot in what appears to be the zone. A soft spot in the zone, makes a diving catch.
How are you watching this? Through the Twitter feed?
Yep. Joe's posting the videos. Rapid fire. This was tweeted a minute ago.
Oh,
60 seconds ago. So this is very fresh information.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go to the break then. Let's do that and see what we can we'll have a complete update for you. So, Lodge, you got the scoreboard update. All right, we're the Game Blitz. We're going to hit our fifth hour coming up next. We're still waiting on this Haywood and Pearl Cone game to wrap up, and hopefully Pearl Cone can get it done and with a big win. So, back with more. You're listening. You're doing whatever. This is the Game Blitz. Brought to you by Apple Collision Center, National Playmakers Academy, Rider 102.5, 106.3 The Game.